Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to report that in the DSU negotiations, we continue to meet throughout the year in line with instructions provided by ministers at the MC8, and the mandate of these negotiations in support of our conclusion of the negotiations. The level of engagement remained solid throughout the year, and this allowed us to conclude last month our discussions of the universe of 12 issues identified in my report. Intense discussions have taken place in the small groups as well as in larger groupings. This has been very useful and allowed for progress. Discussions developed initially on the basis of the draft text contained in the 2008 report are more recently based on revised papers presented by participants. These revisions, draft legal text, have often been the result of intense efforts among participants themselves, including efforts to take on board the views provided by other participants. It is encouraging to see that despite the constraints faced in a number of negotiating areas, this has been an intense and constructive year for us. I am very grateful to delegations for this continued engagement. As a result, we now have achieved significant progress in a number of areas, and where gaps remain, these have been identified and narrowed down as much as was feasible at this stage. Now we need to move from this to a more horizontal negotiation-oriented exercise to facilitate the closing of gaps, to finalize our work and fulfill our mandate to improve and clarify the DSU. With this goal in mind, our next objective over the coming months will be to move towards a revised chair's text. The objective of this text will be to take stock of the progress made, consolidate it, and pave the way for a final outcome. In order to facilitate this process, I intend first to hold consultations in different formats during the first weeks of next year. I hope that such consultations will allow us to explore and clarify further in a more horizontal process how remaining gaps can be bridged. In this exercise, I will be counting on the continued engagement of participants. In particular, I think at this stage, it will be important for participants to consider the specific improvements and clarifications, as well as the overall balance that they wish to see achieved through such improvements. Thank you.